Justin Solons pled guilty in a strong, clear voice to one count of arson and one count of conspiracy. He admitted to assembling the firebombs that destroyed a research building at the University of Washington 10 years ago. At the time, the Radical Earth Liberation Front took credit for the attack to protest genetic engineering. Defense attorney Michael Nance says his client takes responsibility for making, quote, a really bad choice.
I think he does regret that this occurred. I think if he could take the clock, rewind the clock, he would do things very differently.
Nance and prosecutors have agreed to recommend a 7-year prison term when Solons is sentenced in March. The former Olympia resident is the 15th person to plead guilty to crimes claimed by a cell of the Animal and Earth Liberation Fronts. The shadowy cell is blamed for a long string of sabotage and arsons across the Northwest from the mid-1990s through 2001. I'm Tom Bonsi at U.S. Federal Court in Tacoma.